Esme took her tray to his table.
I should have said something. I did wonder about air, but since I didn't have any resources to deal with an air attack...
And that was in my packet. If and only if someone mentioned it, I could call for reinforcements. I thought that meant I could mention it myself, but as you heard, that's not what it meant at all. I'm not really hungry. Sorry to lower your ratings average.
Don't worry about that. I think we're all too worried about stepping on each other's territory. I wonder if all the other groups had the same problem.
Well, from what I hear, no one got a satisfactory, let alone a commended. But I feel really stupid.
I don't think...
Do you think we'll have the same teams for the field exercise?
Varricor appeared at the table.
I hope not. Getting the Speaker's daughter through it safely is going to make it harder on us. Harder on you in particular, Sweeza.
Oh, I don't know. She has no military background, but she is smart and willing.
And just about defines impulsiveness, from what I hear.
Varricor reached for the condiment tray and sprinkled Gallus sauce generously over his entire plate. The sharp fumes went up Esme's nose.
Sorry. I forget what this can do to sensitive noses. Mine went years ago.
She is the Speaker's daughter.
Well, yes. She's also something of a celebrity, so she can't expect not to be talked about. She's always on some news flash or other. You know they have a team here covering her training?
She can't help that. They're always after prominent people, and she is good looking.
She's flat out spectacular. But I can't see her sneaking across anything unobserved, can you?
She got from Rotterdam back to Rockhouse Major.
Yes, back when no one imagined a girl like that would work her passage on an ag ship. Now they know, and you can bet she won't do that again. Do you follow the news flashes, Esme?
No.
Esme had never paid much attention to the gossipy news flashes, with their emphasis on fashion and celebrity.
Well, if you had, you'd have seen Brun Meager in everything from formal gowns to skin suits, posing elegantly on a horse or lounging by a picturesque beach. Flat pics of her are probably in more lockers than anyone but actual StoryCube stars.
Great. Someone else who thought she was astoundingly beautiful. Esme could picture every flaw in that face and body. Not that there were many.
But except for the daring rescue of the most noble Lady Cecilia, nothing I've read suggests she had any real sense. So now we're stuck with her.
If the teams are the same, maybe they aren't.
Maybe they aren't. But I'll bet Esme ends up on the same team. They'll want to put another woman on her team, and who else would they put? Taris? Don't make me laugh. Taris wouldn't have a chance with Brun Meager. No, they'll put the best they have. And that's you, my dear.
Varricor bowed, grinning. Esme felt embarrassed. How could she deal with this? It did not help that Brun chose that moment to appear at their table.
Oh, it won't do you any good to flirt with Sweeza, but you could always flirt with me.
Varricor spread his hands, rolled his eyes, and then mimed a swoon. It was funny, but Esme was too conscious of the vivid intensity next to her to enjoy it. Brun turned to her with a more serious expression than usual.
Could I talk to you a bit?
Esme was painfully aware of the stares of the others.
Sure.
I know I did something wrong, but not what? How could I arrange air cover when we didn't have any resources? And why should I have worried about it when the information we were given didn't mention any such threat?
A technical problem she could answer. Esme quickly outlined the logic behind their low score. Brun nodded, apparently paying attention, and Esme warmed to her again.
So, even if there's no evidence to indicate a certain kind of threat, you still have to counter it?
You have to assume your intelligence is incomplete. It always is.
But if you're being too cautious, you can't get anything done. You have to act, even before you know everything.
Yes, but with an awareness of what you don't know and its implications.
And it's not so much what you don't know as what you think you do know. For instance, that no mention of an aerial threat means no aerial threat, or no mention of piracy in a sector means there are no pirates. It's the assumptions that will get you killed.
I see. I'll try to do better next time. But I have to say, I'm better at reacting quickly than seeing invisible possibilities.
When Esme got up to leave, Brun trailed along instead of heading for the ball courts with the others, and Esme sighed internally. She was tired already, and had at least 4 hours of studying to do. If Brun insisted on talking to her, she would be up late again, and her energy was running out.
Look, I know you're busy, but this shouldn't take long, and I really don't know where else to go.
Come on in. What's wrong?
There's something wrong with Master Chief Vecchi.
Wrong? What kind of wrong?
Well, Right in the middle of lecture today, he suddenly didn't make sense. He was telling us how to secure a line on a derelict in zero gravity, and then he got it backwards.
How would you know?
I read the book. His book, actually. Safety Techniques in Space Rescue.
It slipped his mind. Everyone makes mistakes sometimes.
But he didn't know it. I mean, he went right on explaining things wrong. And when one of the jigs asked if he was sure, Vecchi blew up. He got very red, he walked out, and when he came back, he said he had a headache.
Maybe.
It's not the first time. A week ago, he actually inserted a Briggs pin upside down.
Testing you?
No, it was his own line. And he was about to move on it when one of the junior instructors, a Kim something, a tough little woman, half my size, but she can haul me up one-handed, and she did. Anyway, she noticed Vecchi's mistake and fixed it.
Esme couldn't think why this was her problem. Except that anything that bothered Brunn was her problem.
It bothered her, I could tell. She watched everything else he did, checked it all. Not the usual cross-checks, but as if he were a student.
How old is Vecchi?
What, are you thinking he's just gotten old? He's rejuved, I know that. He's one of the first enlisted rejuves.
When?
I don't have his medical records, how would I know?
I just wondered, maybe it's wearing off.
It doesn't work that way.
Esme raised her eyebrows and waited.
My father, he's rejuved, so is mother, they're friends. So I naturally know how it works.
And?
Well, the usual reason for repeating a rejuve is physical. The people I know who've had more than one certainly didn't have any mental problems. Their personalities don't change, and they're just as alert.
Well, wasn't that earlier kind of rejuvenation associated with mental degeneration?
Only if you tried to repeat it. Mother's second cousin or something did that, and it was horrible. Mother tried to keep me away from her, but you know little kids. I thought there must be something special in that suite if they wanted me out of it. So I sneaked in.
So, is Vecchi anything like your mother's cousin?
Not exactly. Not as severe, anyway. You don't suppose they've made a mistake and gave him the wrong kind of rejuve procedure, do you?
I don't know. It would help if we knew more about rejuvenation and also about the procedure used on Vecchi.
I thought you could do something since you're in Fleet.
Not dig into his personnel and medical records. I have no reason to see them, and it's against regulations to snoop.
Not even unofficially?
No, I'm not going to ruin my career to satisfy your curiosity. If Vecchi is impaired, someone in his chain of command will notice. If I observe something myself, I can report it. But I cannot and will not attempt to snoop in his records. You can report it to, whoever's commanding over there. Who's a senior instructor?
A Commander Priallo, but she's on leave somewhere.
Well, find someone else, whoever's her junior.
I'd think you'd care.
I do care, but I have no right to intervene. This needs to go to his commander. I suppose you could tell the Commandant.
Maybe I will.
Relieved that she was gone, Esme put Brunn's worries out of her mind and tackled her assignments. When the field exercise team assignments came out the next day, she found Vericourt was right. Brunn was on her team, and she had the smallest team of all, because her security would have to come along.
How will that work? Will they really let her be roughed up? Or will they interfere in the exercise? And what will that do to the scoring?
Meanwhile, Brunn maintained an indecent level of energy and enthusiasm. She learned content as fast as anyone Esme had ever known. Esme wondered if her intellectual capacity had ever been pushed near its limit. She did not, however, seem able to learn the attitudes that were by now second nature to those young officers for whom they were not first nature. Reprimand slid off her impenetrable confidence. Suggestion and example alike had no effect. Later in the mess hall, Vericourt was as dismissive as ever.
She's a dilettante, but what else could we expect from someone of her background? She takes nothing seriously, least of all fleet culture.
Anton Levati, a cousin of the Levati with whom Esme had served on Despite, shook his head.
She takes us seriously enough, but she's not one of us and she knows it. She wants us to be serious while she has fun.
He had his own team for the field exercise, and they were well up the chart on the evaluations for the preliminary exercises. Esme's team performance was only middling. Brunn fluctuated between brilliant and maddening, and her security could not commit emotionally as team members were supposed to do and still be guards. They had taken almost twice as long as the fastest team in several exercises. Esme began to dread the field exercise itself, 4 days of intense and dangerous work in the Badlands west of the base. She was reasonably sure that Brunn's guards wouldn't let her be killed, but that left her and Jig Medders to do the work of an entire team.